Welcome to The Good Stuff with Sonoma County Wine Growers. I'm Virginie Boone alongside Carissa Cruz, who was just taking a sip of wine.
What? You don't have to sell me out. No one can see that.
I think everyone knows that, though. President, CEO of the Wine Growers, avid wine drinker.
Clearly. I gotta support my stakeholders, right? I mean, they're growing more grapes as we speak.
I know. So we have to deplete.
We have lots of depletions, everyone. If you're out there listening and not driving, please help us with depletions.
Don't drink wine while driving. We're here to talk about what makes Sonoma County I can't even finish a sentence now.
Well, you
makes
started it.
Sonoma County such a special place to grow, make, and most importantly, enjoy wine and food.
Yes. Is the result of that. No, we have said, I think we're both giddy because we were spending some time before we got on air talking with our guest today, and I think it's going to be an awesome show. One, because we're going to talk about the best event ever coming up in a few weeks, the Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience with one of our guests, and we're going to deep dive and learning all sorts of fascinating things with one of our other guests. So there you go. I teased it up for you, Virginie.
I see. So you're just gonna vaguely refer to who's here without saying their
names. And now I'm gonna sit back and drink since you sold me out, and you have to do all the heavy lifting here.
All right. So, welcome everyone. We are joined today by Matt Horn, legendary chef, restaurateur behind Horn Barbecue, Cowbird, Maddie's Old Fashioned, also a Food and Wine Best New Chef.
No small deal there.
I know.
He's kind of a big deal.
I know he's a big deal. That's why I'm a little. That's why I'm drinking a lot of wine. And Steve DeVaris.
CEO, also a big deal. Okay, can we just
also
say
a big deal. CEO of SD Media, founder of Healdsburg Wine Food Experience, professional hula hooper, I think I remember from the last time he was here.
Absolutely.
We can get into that possibly. Welcome, Matt and Steve.
Now Matt's thank looking you, at Steve you, like, you, professional you. Hula hooper?
Yeah, right. I know that. What's up with that?
I mean, it begs so many questions.
I mean, does that make him cooler or not quite as cool,
I don't know,
Matt?
You probably edged me out there with the professional hula hooping.
Yeah, you have a lot of talents, Matt, but hula hooping?
He got me there.
He's got you there, all right.
Cigar smoking, hula hooping, it all goes together.
Natural combination.
So how long have the two of you known each other?
So I was thinking about this on the way in this morning because I haven't really revealed this to anyone, but because I also represent Food & Wine Magazine in my other job, I knew that Matt was going to be named Food & Wine's Best New Chef before it was announced to the public.
Wow. And you had the vault of secrets
I had the vault of secrets, and because I hope that no one from Food & Wine is listening today, I can reveal this, but I purposely set out to meet Matt, and I went up to him at Bottle Rock one year. Mm-hmm. And just introduced myself because I really wanted him to be a chef at our event, knowing that he was about to be announced as our best new chef. And I heard amazing things about him. And it turns out that he's just a great guy. And one of the things we like at our event is we hire chefs that are friendly and nice and in his case, gentlemanly to other people that are coming. We want people that are not going to be, you know, standoffish. And I think that is a lot of what Sonoma County is, and we want our chefs to be representative of an event that's in Sonoma County, which is the friendly place. So he was perfect for our event, and he also happens to be an amazing chef and just a really good guy. So
thank you, my friend.
Did you realize you were being courted at the time there, Matt?
You know, I mean, he's
it was
I mean,
like a first date.
I met him, and I'm just like, you know, he was extremely wonderful, right? Wonderful to meet, and I was sold before, you know, it was even mentioned. I mean, anything he asked me to do, I'd do it. Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Wow.
So maybe we should set up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Matt, I want to dive into your history, but because this is all tying into the Healdsburg event, maybe Steve, just tell us about the Healdsburg event as we sort of, we got a couple minutes before we go to break, so let's set it up and then we can dive into Matt's history when we come back.
Okay. Well, we're going into our third year. It's the weekend before Memorial Day, May 16th through the 19th. And we're really excited about having a third year. First of all, it's these events are complicated and expensive and ideally fun for our guests. So I think that the greatest thing about our event, the reward for doing this event, is that people are having a great time, and you can see the smiles on their faces if you look at our video and photography from the previous 2 years. Everybody is smiling, and that's pretty much the reward. So this year we have a whole bunch of new things planned, but one of the things that isn't new is Matt Horn cooking at the barbecue at Dutton Ranch, which is one of the highlights that starts on Friday. And we still have some tickets available. They're selling out fast for that event. You get an amazing barbecue with the chef here, and then you get a private tour of vineyards and wineries around
Sonoma County.
Around Sonoma
it's
County.
Like a custom vineyard experience.
You get to ride in a truck.
You get to ride in a truck. It's like we insist.
Yeah.
You have to be in a truck because that's, I mean, how do you do a vineyard experience without the truck?
You just can't do it. I think we're going to have to take a quick break. That went really fast.
It
we're
going
to take
fast.
A quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more with our guests, Matt Horn, Steve Tavares. Are back on The Good Stuff with our guests Steve Tavares and Matt Horn, and we kind of want to take a step back now and get into Matt your cooking history. I mean, my understanding is that you are a self-taught chef.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Specifically with barbecue, you found barbecue is kind of your lane early on, so set up a little bit about yourself.
To go all the way back, it's not that long ago. I was working in management. I was working in retail management, and I enjoyed the customer interaction. I love working with the guests and, you know, interacting with the customers. And, you know, for some reason, I didn't feel fulfilled, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't find that sense of fulfillment. And in an attempt to save money and to stop eating out so much, I would start cooking in my apartment. Mm. And I wasn't cooking anything special. It was just pastas with, you know, stuff that you're buying at the grocery store, right? That, you know, everyday cook. It wasn't any barbecue or anything like that. I grew up around barbecue, but no one did it professionally. No one took it serious. It was like for weddings or birthdays. I mean, my family, pretty much any opportunity they had to fire up a grill, they would do that.
Yep.
I connected to that because my family, that's what kept us together, you know, during difficult times, was that bond with barbecue. You know, it's often said the barbecue is the great unifier, right? So I started cooking the barbecue, started at a farmer's market, really took a risk and went out there. I'm just like, you know what, I'm going to sell my barbecue to the public. And, you know, prior to doing the farmer's market, I was in my grandmother's backyard, and I used that for my classroom in barbecue. Just went back there with a notepad and just really took a bunch of notes, really extensive R&D, just burning meats and trying to get it right. And I felt that I was doing something great. And the product wasn't the best at the time. But, you know, if you want to take the island, you got to burn the boats. And that's what I did. I went out to a farmer's market and just was hoping that, you know, people would enjoy it. There was a lot of people that enjoyed it. A lot of people, you know, wanted other food there. And that's the thing, like, you know, as a new vendor, as a new cook, you know, going into these farmers markets, there's a bunch of other options, right? So after that year of doing it, I'm like, I need to do something different, right? And I found that lane in doing pop-ups in the Bay Area. So I would go to different breweries and ask if I could just set up a table, if I could just serve meats and start doing barbecue there. And that's when it really took off. I mean, the very first pop-up was probably about 10 people. And at the end of the day, I sat in my truck and cried like a baby. I was just so happy that, man, 10 people came to get my barbecue, right? And just really grateful and humbled by that, you know, to be able to serve. 2 weeks later, it's 50 people.
Wow.
And the next week, you know, someone showed up early, and I'll never forget, a lady showed up 6 a.m.
What?
And she had her chair, and she sat down, and I said, ma'am, you know, do you need anything? He's like, no, I'm here. Is there anything we could do to help? No, I'm here for, you know, for you. Well, we're not going to start serving until about 11. She's like, no, I just wanted to be the first one here.
5 hours.
So when she said that, it started to create a trend of people showing up early to these pop-ups. And it just created something even bigger, something I could have never imagined. But, yeah, it grew from there. And didn't even start cooking until the very first time I ever started cooking was in 2016.
Wow.
For the very first time ever in my life. And it went from there, you know. And so pretty much after everything that's been accomplished up to this point, I know that I took the right step to, you know, go in that direction, the culinary direction.
And so when did, so you're credited as sort of creating West Coast barbecue or California barbecue, because you did, when you were talking about your background, you're mostly in Southern California during that time.
Correct.
And your grandmother's backyard, I believe, was what, Fresno?
Fresno.
Okay, so you're So you're a California kid.
I love that Virginie did the research.
I know.
Actually, I'm impressed.
I am. You know, born and raised in Fresno.
I'm a fan. I'm gonna show up at 5 a.m. Wow. That lady's got nothing on me.
I'll bring the wine.
Yeah.
Bring the wine. I'll the barbecue. No, but yeah, you know, grew up in the Central Valley, so my family, you know, so three of my grandparents are from Oklahoma. All right, so they're from different parts of Oklahoma, and another grandfather, you know, my grandfather is from Alexandria, Louisiana. Then we have family spread out in Texas, right? So these southern foodways and these you know, the barbecue and the type of food that they were preparing as a kid, we, you know, my family knows I love them to death, but you know, we hated that food growing up. I'm gonna tell you why, because as a young kid, you know, we want burgers and pizza and that sort of thing.
French fries.
And, yeah.
That's so funny. You don't appreciate what you have when
we don't.
Until later on. No.
Yeah, it helped shape my culinary career. Yeah.
So what? How did you make it your own then? Like, what is it about your style, or how did you sort of find that style? Was it? I mean, because it sounds like you put a lot of time in. And got a lot of feedback through these farmers markets and pop-ups. And so what was it that you think you were offering that was different?
And why didn't you bring any brisket today?
Yeah, seriously.
What is up with that?
I mean, I was kind of hoping and assuming.
I know.
It was like
it's kind of just plain wrong.
In the parking lot. Yeah. You know?
I drove a long way for no brisket.
This is going to reflect on his guest review survey we fill out.
Right.
After the show, we're like, did we like the guest? Yes. Good story. Yeah. Did he bring us any good food?
Brisket.
No brisket. Thumbs down. Yeah.
No, I met a gentleman at one of the festivals I was doing once earlier on. It was a bacon festival in Lathrop, California. And I had chicken and I had spare ribs, right? This gentleman comes up, cowboy boots, big hat. And he said, that was some damn good barbecue. He said, but I want to ask you something. I said, you know, okay. He said, where's the brisket? Mm. And California is used to, you know, tri-tip and grilling meats directly over fire. So it's cooking meats low and slow. That's Texas, right? I start playing around with the briskets, and it changed from there. You know, it's a labor of love with brisket. 16-hour cook, 14 hours. Once I started doing that, I started changing everything, and it literally changed my whole process and being intentional with how I cook the barbecue.
That's
taken that, and I've kind of built off of that, you know, so in terms of West Coast barbecue, I'm a first-generation pitmaster. I'm a first-generation when it comes to barbecue here on the West Coast, so I don't have to stick with any particular style of barbecue foodway. It's not Kansas City, or if you go down to Alabama, they're cooking mutton and all this other different stuff. You go down to, you know, Carolina, barbecue is whole hog to them. Texas, beef and brisket is king, right? Here on the West Coast, I've been able to take a lot of these different from these different cultures of barbecue and kind of fuse it with an interpretation on what we're doing here on the West Coast.
You're the ultimate fighter of barbecue.
I do all the styles. We do it very intentional, but literally all the styles. We do whole hog, we do lamb, whole brisket, beef ribs, pulled pork, and that's why we've been able to kind of redefine that and kind of bring attention here on the West Coast that, hey, there's some great barbecue being cooked here as well, you know. And so it used to just literally just bother me when we would get people that would be like, well, only the great barbecue is from Texas, right? And I was like, well, you know what? Every year they do like a Texas Monthly Festival, top 50, right? All the top 50 joints in Texas. So I went out there in the week, you know, the week of the event. I did this huge pop-up. Hundreds of people showed up. And like, Matt Horn's here in Austin. He's doing this big barbecue pop-up. All these guys came out. And I'm serving brisket and stuff. And everybody was just like, that was some of the best brisket I ever had. And I'm just like, aren't you guys tired of brisket or anything? But it was to show them that, hey, you know what? Wherever your heart is in anything that you do in life, whether it's with food, whether it's with wine, you know, whatever you're curating, whatever you're producing, as long as you're loving, you know, there's love in it behind it, right? Mm-hmm. And it's driven by that. That passion and that love for food is displayed with the barbecue that we do. And we're I'm very intentional about it.
So you no longer welcome in Texas?
I don't know if they like me. No, they love me. Yeah. No, I was
half
just
the people
out there,
love
yeah.
you. The other half are really jealous.
I was just out, yeah,
trying to copy
smoke.
You.
Yeah, I was just out there, and it was we did very well. You know, instead of doing the brisket, I saw my good friend Aaron Franklin. He was doing his brisket, and I was like, you know what? I showed up and I did oxtails. You know, so I just smoked oxtails, and they enjoyed it. It was great.
So, do you love trying other people's barbecue?
You know what? Believe it or not, as much barbecue as I cook, I don't really get opportunity to just enjoy Horn barbecue. I like to eat other people's barbecue.
Yeah.
So if you guys were barbecuing here today, or you had some food, or somebody invited me to barbecue.
So this is our fault.
I would show up.
We weren't barbecuing for him today.
So
this is our problem.
Give me a couple hours.
Yeah. Steve.
I'm sure there's some good barbecue at your house.
Yeah.
And so I enjoy other people's barbecue, and
love
you know,
it.
And yeah.
I'm now like feeling a little remiss that we didn't try to barbecue here in studio. So, but
no, I'm giving
Michelle,
you.
Who produces the show, is looking at us like, yeah, you're lucky we let you bring wine in here.
It's,
so,
yeah. It's slow and hot enough.
Low
in here.
And slow
yeah,
hot enough.
Yeah, it is nice and warm in here.
We don't eat coals. We're all good. Yeah.
It is amazing how popular barbecue is.
Yeah.
I mean, we have all kinds of events over 4 days, but something about a Matt Horn and barbecue together, it sells. It's one of the first thing that sells out.
Yeah.
People just love it. What'd you say? Was the unifying?
Yep, so it's the great unifier.
The great unifier.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's right.
People love it. Is it considered an American thing?
I would say, yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, it is. I mean, because when you think about barbecue, you know, you think about the origins like in barbacoa, right? Yeah. And then you think about, you know, down in the South back, you know, years and years ago where people would, enslaved people would take these bad cuts of meat, right? And, you know, how would you break down this tough meat? You would have to cook it low and slow.
Yeah.
And so, you know, barbecue is America. I mean, this is American cuisine, but it's like, it comes from all walks of life. Everybody does it. And, you know, and then you get people that are like, you know, that'll just fire it up for 4th of July or whatever the case may be, it brings us all together, you know, just with the love of just, you know, cooking meats over fire. Mm-hmm. You know,
very
what can
communal.
Be more American than that, right?
Completely. Yeah.
Well, and I love that it connects you back to your family.
Absolutely.
And your roots.
Yeah.
Maybe if you didn't enjoy it as a kid and wanted the burger next door.
Well, I look back at it now, you know what, and now every, you know, when I light the fires and the cracking of the fire, you hear the wood cracking and then the smoke and that meat is cooking, you know, you think about, you know, family that's not here anymore, or just remember those times, because you know life just passes by so quickly, and so just to stop and be in the moment and be able to enjoy that,
I
try to, every cook, you just be one with the cook, you know what I mean? I'm not looking to finish them. You would think on a long cook, what do you do on a 16-hour cook? Or if you're cooking whole hog, you're doing 12-14-hour cook, and you're constantly shoveling coals, maybe every 30 minutes you have to shovel coals. Because, you know, I cook it Carolina style, so we'll get like a big, huge dressed hog, cook it, you know, under the coals. But what are you doing on these cooks? You don't want to rush it, so it takes time, you know, so you have to be one with the fire, you know, and there's a romance with barbecue. You have to be intimate with it, and, you know, that's how you're going to be able to taste the love on the other side.
And I think it's so true of wine as well.
Yeah.
So it's a excellent pairing for the Healdsburg wine and food experience, of course.
Yeah, well, and I'm curious just how you approach something like the event at Dutton Ranch and feeding so many people, which, I mean, it sounds like you have lots of experience doing that, but feeding lots of people, there's lots of different wines being enjoyed.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And we don't want anyone to show up early because we won't be ready for you, FYI.
I mean,
so Matt may be there, but don't bring your chair at 5 or 6 a.m.
Yeah, he's going to be busy. But we may need to take a break soon, but just love your quick thoughts on what you're planning or how you approach this event.
Well, you know, I'm excited. I mean, this festival is literally the premier festival that I look forward to every year. I get invited to a lot of different events, but, you know, with Steve and what he's created and bringing his... I mean, like I said, when he had originally mentioned the festival, I said, no, absolutely. Absolutely, I want to be a part of it. Of course, of what he was building, but, you know, the man behind and his team of what they've executed. I mean, it's more than just it's more than just another festival. It's impactful, and it's very intentional, and you feel that, and people look forward to being there, and that's what it's about. But to go out to do the, you know, the barbecue that we're doing, at, you know, at the ranch, I'm excited because last year we were there. It's beautiful out there. And, you know, there was really cool setup that I was under, and, you know, to be able to slice all the meats up and enjoy it. But I'm excited. I'm excited about being there.
One of the things that people like, where they like to see the work. He's bringing out his smoker this year so people can see what goes into it, and it'll be fun.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will continue our conversation with Steve DeVaris and Matt Horn.
All right, welcome back to The Good Stuff. I like the jazzy little music since we're talking about barbecue. That was very appropriate. Thanks, Michelle, for that. Bring back music. We are here with guest barbecue chef extraordinaire Matt Horn and Steve DeVaris, also extraordinaire Steve DeVaris. He is our co-founder of the Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience and founder of SD Media. And we're talking all things barbecue, which is like, I'm hungry. I'm just going to say that.
Right.
Thanks, Matt, for bringing us no barbecue.
Oh,
but that's okay.
Gosh.
You're going to make it up to us.
Forgive me.
You're going to make it up to us in May when you are cooking barbecue out at Dutton Ranch. We were just kind of talking about that. And you're bringing the smoker overnight. So
I'm bringing the smoker. So, yeah, so I'm thinking about either bringing Lucille, which is the 500-gallon.
Yeah.
Lucille, you know.
Named.
Built that. Yeah, so me and Lucille, I mean, she helped build the house, you know. I found it's an old 500-gallon decommissioned propane tank, pre-70s.
Wow. Tank.
Oh,
so
my God.
A nice good still on it. And then I have either the twins. So I'm like trying to figure out, do I bring Lucille or do I bring the twins out? And the twins are the double 500.
Oh.
So we'll probably end up bringing the
Do the twins have names out. Besides twins?
No, just the twins.
Just the twins.
Just the twins.
They come together. Yeah. They come together.
Kind of like the Olsen twins, you know?
I love
like
that he
twins.
Names the smokers. That's awesome.
I know. Yeah. I was kind of like joking about no one showing up at 5 a.m. in their chair, but I might be out there just enjoying the smoker and drinking some
Hanging
wine,
with
maybe
Lucille.
With a cigar. We were talking about cigars.
See, there's nothing more beautiful than watching the sun come up.
It is true.
And you have the fires lit and the smoke. Is in there
and the vineyard.
That's some good barbecue. Yeah.
Well, everyone should obviously go to healdsburgwineandfood.com and get their tickets for the Dutton Ranch barbecue.
Grab
so you get
tickets.
To meet Matt Horn and try his incredible barbecue. But Steve, that is like one of so many incredible things going on that weekend. So what else should people be doing and thinking about?
Yeah, so I'll focus in on what's still available. So
well, there you go. That's
some
important.
Of the tickets are already sold out. But we have one incredible experience that same day, which is Friday, that Matt's doing the barbecue at Dutton Ranch and the private tours. We have a lunch that was never available as an a la carte item.
Oh.
It was always for our VIPs. And that's the Kendall Jackson Garden to Table lunch. This year, it's going to be Manit Chauhan and Tracy Shepos, who's the KJ chef. They're both, Manit just won the second and first time ever, second time champion, two-time champion of the Tournament of Champions, which is the biggest cooking competition on the Food Network.
Shout out to Manit. She's phenomenal.
She's extraordinary, literally beat, I think, 32 of the best chefs in the world.
And could not be nicer.
Could not be nicer.
She's amazing. Yeah.
That thing's selling really fast. There are a few seats left, so if you should hurry to buy that. It's an unbelievable experience. You're literally out in the middle of their extraordinary garden that's curated by Tucker Taylor, who was formerly the French Laundry gardener and now been the KJ gardener for years. And so you're having this lunch literally right next to the food that they're gleaning. So that's amazing. And then we have a VIP lunch that day. Friday, for the first time ever, we moved our concert at Rodney Strong to Friday. Normally it was on Saturday, but people were struggling. So many events are happening on Saturday, so we moved it to Friday. This year we have Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram, who is an incredible blues artist from Louisiana.
Awesome.
He just won a Grammy. Rolling Stone said that if B.B. King, Prince, and Jimi Hendrix had a baby, it would be this kid. He's literally a kid. He's 24 years old. And he is an amazing talent. And that is also selling out really fast, but there's some seats available. So grab those seats. That same night, we have an a la carte incredible Japanese dinner at Brie Calore Winery, which is, if you've never been to Brie Calore Winery,
it's
an absolutely beautiful place with incredible facilities and a big lake in front of their amazing tasting room with swans in it. It's out of control.
And there's a whole swan story. Yeah, like, you have to go for the swan story.
Yeah, the swan.
So those are some of the things on Friday. And then, on Friday we have the Jewels of Sonoma County Wine Seminar that's happening at Bacchus Landing with six absolutely incredible wines. This is the bargain of the century. So you have Flowers Pinot, and you have Mary Edward Sauvignon Blanc.
Some Kistler Chardonnay.
Some Kistler Chardonnay. We have Aperture Cellars, which is a Bordeaux blend. We have Stone Street Cabernet, like literally some of the best wines in Sonoma. And so that's happening. We have our Battle of the Bubbles.
How do you decide what to do, Steve? These are all amazing, right?
Like
Matt, sorry, Matt, you're stuck at Don Ranch with me. You're smoking barbecue with me.
I'm in good hands there. I was just trying to figure out. I was thinking the same thing. I'm like,
I know.
How do you make your rounds? Like, I mean, it's because there's so many great things.
This is like one of those
happening.
Choose Your Own Adventure books where I'm sitting there, which path do I want to take? Yeah. And there's not a bad path, is the good news.
That same afternoon, we're doing a cocktail event at Lo and Behold, which is one of my favorite places in Healdsburg. Incredible cocktails and restaurant there. We're bringing in five of the best local mixologists in Healdsburg, which was voted the best cocktail town in all of Sonoma County. And it is going to be an incredible event that goes from 4 to 7. So you're right. It's hard to choose. There's a lot.
And we're still on Friday.
We're still on Friday.
Day one.
The biggest thing that you really can't miss is our grand tasting, which happens on Saturday. There you have a selection of probably 125 different wineries, probably over 20 chefs cooking incredible food. I mean, this year we brought it this year in terms of the food is off the charts great. We have some new chefs at our event. Kelsey Barnard Clark from Alabama is an amazing chef. Krista Litke is one of our favorite local chefs. She'll be cooking there. I mean, literally, it goes on and on. We're doing a special Francis Ford Coppola activation with pizza, and their pizza chef from Italy is coming in for that. Like, it is literally going to be an amazing experience.
So, Steve, do you know what I love about, and obviously I'm biased.
Matt Horn will be there, too.
And Matt Horn will be there. Shout out to Matt.
I'll be there.
So if you don't make it to Dutton Ranch, you can see him at the Grand Tasting. But what I love about the Grand Tasting is it harkens back to early festival days where you're actually drinking wine with the winemaker, you're meeting the farmers, the chefs are there actually talking about their food, serving you their food, talking about what excites them about what they're cooking and sharing. I mean, I get to travel a lot and we have some amazing events that we activate with Sonoma County Wine Growers, but it's super fun to see the makers. And I know that's really the theme of this event, but it holds true, especially at the Grand Tasting, for folks that just want to dive in for that few hour experience.
It's really true. And before we ran out of time, I just want to say a couple more things.
Right,
so this is our first.
I was like, cut them off.
Yeah. Totally.
This is our first year that Guy Fieri is coming into our event. I'm pronouncing his name wrong, but I don't know how to do it. And
that's pretty close.
And he is obviously a big, big star on the Food Network and a local, you know, who lives here. And we've been trying to get him there for years since we started it. And he's so now we have Guy's Big Bottle Party, which is at the Matheson, our favorite place to hang out. That'll be Saturday night. In addition to that, we have a Maui at the Matheson dinner that we're selling to try to raise some funds for fire relief. You know, those of us in Sonoma County, including you, Carissa, who had their home burnt to the ground, know how tough it is after these kind of fires, and Maui's been struggling, so we're trying to help with that. So there's only a few seats left for that dinner, and there's only a few more tickets left for the big bottle party. So
I know, that's going to be a lot of fun. We're super excited to have Guy participating this year, in addition to all of our other incredible chefs.
Yeah, and then I'll end with
Sunday, because there's more.
There's more. Sunday, we have really two special events going on. We have this Vietnamese chef named Chef Tu from Los Angeles, who's supposed to be off the charts. Matt, have you had his stuff?
I've had Chef Tu, so Chef Tu is awesome, amazing chef.
Yeah.
Actually, one of the first chefs I met when we moved to the Bay. He's talented.
Yeah. So he's doing a Shifting the Lens lunch at Jay Vineyards. There's only a few seats left for that, so grab them. They're incredible.
I've participated in one of those lunches, and it's incredible. to have that experience. So
yeah, they do a great job.
Great job.
And then we are doing a pool party, a wind down pool party at Coppola, where we're going to have caviar and fried chicken by the pool. And you will not want to end your weekend with that.
Yeah, so, I mean, caviar and fried chicken.
That's the way to do it, right? Yeah. Caviar and fried chicken by the pool. You can't beat that.
Yeah, you can't beat that. And then I like the wind down party.
I love that.
Yeah.
And Matt, you're invited.
Oh, man, thank you. I was going to ask. am I invited?
I see him writing a list over there, all the things he wants to go to. He's like making sure.
I just want to end by thanking Carissa Cruz, who came to me during COVID shutdown and said, I want to do an event in Sonoma County. And this is how this whole thing started. And I hope that you feel that it's bigger and better than you ever imagined.
Yes. Well, you know, when I was thinking of an event, I was like, maybe we could get 100 people there and do some fun stuff. Now we have amazing chefs like Matt and others from around the world coming in to be a part of our experience, World Class Wines. It's awesome.
Honored.
Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience was voted this year by wine enthusiasts as one of the best wine festivals in the country. And, you know, only having it 2 years and going into our third, we're really proud of that. So thank you, Carissa.
Hands down, it is the best.
Yeah, it is the best.
It's the best.
Well, on that note, we're going to take a quick break because we need to do that, and we'll be back.
We are back on The Good Stuff with Matt Horn, Steve Deveras, talking about all the great events coming up at the Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience. But in the time we have left, we kind of want to catch up with Matt on what else you're doing. Your restaurants right now, you've got a cookbook coming out, and you're teaching a boot camp.
I am doing a boot camp. Yeah, right. So,
do I have to do push-ups?
No, it's going to be really cool. I mean, just pretty much just diving into the fundamentals of barbecue, right? Fire management, you know, sourcing meats, the type of woods you want to cook with, and just, you know, sharing some of the... People say all the time there's no secrets in barbecue. Everybody has different ways of how they, you know, how we get to that destination, right?
Where are you doing it at?
So I'm doing it in Oakland, but a really cool site that we're doing it at, where I have all my smokers at. And
is that the twins?
It's really
and
cool.
Lucille.
It's like 8 smokers out there. It's like 8 smokers, a bunch of wood. It's really cool, and fire pits and stuff, you know. So we'll be able to have guests, you know, come in, and, you know, any questions they ask. Cause I've done master classes before, but this just allow, you know, anyone that wants to come to the boot camp, any questions that you want to ask pertaining to barbecue, it's really hands-on. We're going to be cooking, trimming meats, making sauces, rubs. Like, wow. We really get into it.
That's amazing. So yeah. I didn't think I wanted to get married again, but I would marry the twins.
I was like, can I send my husband?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so anybody can come to this? How do they find out?
So on social media through the Horn Barbecue page, as well as like my own personal, the Matt Horn personal page on Instagram, and then we'll have it on the website as well.
So hornbarbecue.com.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yep. Great. Hornbarbecue.com.
And so you let people near the fire and near the knives?
It's hands-on. Literally.
No questions asked?
You know what? It's hands-on. It's like there's 8 smokers out there, and everybody will be able to, you know, interact and be able to see the fire, build fires, and understand the importance of, you know, the intention that goes into really great barbecue. That's what separates a lot of the different barbecue that you have out there, is the intention with it. You know, we're not trying to rush the process. We want to put out a great product, and you may be doing the same thing every day. We do the same thing every single day, but I try to achieve perfection with it, even though I'll never accomplish it. Mm-hmm. We try to pursue it, you know, so...
How did you learn to be so patient?
You know, here, the crazy thing, as a kid, I had an issue with sleep, right? One. Uh-huh. But then another thing, extremely patient. So all the all-nighters and stuff I used to do, I just would sit out there and just pretty much think about life, think about the cook, and time would pass on. And the reward for, you know, not sleeping and that sacrifice is, you know, when you slice those meats and the guests go back and they think about their family and, you know, times that have passed on. So that's what I hope to do, like, with the boot camp. So it's really cool. I mean, I posted it yesterday, and it's almost sold out.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm grateful for that. So
first of many boot camps.
Yeah, absolutely.
There we go.
That's amazing.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome.
And then what about the cookbook that's coming out? Because I imagine you share a lot of your techniques and skills and stories there as well. Tell us about it.
So I have the Horror Barbecue cookbook that's out, and I have a new cookbook that's coming out called Cowbird. And pretty much, it's just pretty much a love letter to the chicken and the impact of chicken in America. You know, because it's like, you think about it, you guys had me going with the caviar chicken event.
I know.
So, you know, I'm not going to forget to reach out to you about that.
But, we know where Matt's going to be on Sunday, hanging at Coppola.
It's a perfect pairing, though, right? When you think of caviar chicken, but the chicken is so versatile. So that's what I talk about a lot in the book, and that's what inspired Cowbird, our chicken concept.
Is it barbecue chicken or all different kinds?
All different types of chicken. Yes, sir.
Okay, and people can come to your restaurant called Cowbird.
Absolutely. You come to Cowbird, get some really good chicken done right. And or if you're out in Vegas area, check out the restaurant we have out there as well.
All right. Lots of options. I think we're due for a road trip, after the event.
We're due for lunch.
Okay, that too. Well, first things first, but... All right. Well, I think we've covered so much today. We want to thank our guests, Matt Horn, Steve DeVaris, talk about Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience. We will see you at the Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience.
We'll be
Come
there.
Get your tickets. Don't delay.
HealdsburgWineandFood.com for tickets.
Thank you.
Back on the good stuff, wrapping up, Virginie. So, what an awesome show!
I know. I just want to go to absolutely every single event.
I know.
Clearly, that's not possible.
But you know what? What's really cool this year, actually, though, they made so many of the events a la carte. So I know the last 2 years they kind of bundled them as a VIP package, but this year you really do get to sort of pick and choose the things you really want to go to and enjoy. I know there's an overwhelming amount of awesome stuff to do, but it's fun that you get to pick and choose. So you should go to HealdsburgWineandFood.com and go to the tickets on sale now. You can click on a la carte events. Definitely come hang out with us at Dutton Ranch and enjoy Chef Matt Horn's barbecue. I mean, if you aren't signing up for that ticket immediately after this, you're just crazy because it sounds so awesome. But and then everything else, including the grand tasting, where there'll be so many fabulous wineries, not just from here, but from around the world, pouring their wine.
All right. Well, speaking of pouring wine.
I know, which is something I do often, for the record.
Even on air.
Even on air.
Yeah, of course. Tuesday night, what are you going to drink?
Yeah, so one of the partners at Healdsburg is Kivera Winery. Love their wines. And they actually have a new Cabernet Sauvignon that's out this year that they made from Hafner Vineyard. It's a 2019. I haven't had it yet, so I'm grabbing a bottle and I'm going to open the cork on that on Tuesday night, inspired by the barbecue.
Well, that's a great idea. I am going to go slightly different direction. Ernest is a Sonoma County producer that makes a lot of really fun stuff. So recently had their Aligoté from Bennett Valley.
That is a very different direction.
And Henry David Vineyard, I believe, is it from Bennett Valley. I've had one before, really liked it. I'm going to have it again.
Awesome.
And Aligoté is sort of related to Chardonnay. It's another white variety from Burgundy. Really nice, crisp. They make a great one. So that's what I'm going to have.
So fun.
And you can join me.
I would love to do that. That is the good stuff.
That's the best stuff. Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody, on the good stuff today. I mean, our guests were amazing. Steve DeVaris, Matt Horn. Again, get those tickets. Get his cookbook.
Get his cookbook. Sign up for barbecue boot camp.
I know. I think I might need to do that. Spend some time with Lucille.
Love that.
And from Sonoma County to wherever you are, remember to drink the good stuff.
Cheers to that.